to one. How many of you want prayer this evening? How many need prayer? How many don't know what you need or want? Well, get ready, because you'll be the first one I'll be praying for. Amen. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says, "But ye shall receive power." Everybody say power. "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." How many of you have had the Holy Ghost come upon you? Jesus said, "You shall receive power." Now listen, when I talk about the Holy Spirit coming upon us, I'm not talking about the heavenly language. Hello? I'm not talking about a heavenly language. I'm talking about the third person of the Godhead. I'm talking about the Spirit of the living God. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit that came on the day of Pentecost. Hello? See, listen to this real carefully. If tongues was everything we've needed, or all we needed, then how come when I was a little boy, I saw many people in the Pentecostal church, they speak in tongues on Sunday mornings, but they lived a life of defeat? Oh, you listen to me. I remember one brother in the meeting. I mean, we'd have people every Sunday give a tongue, and many Sundays it wouldn't even be an interpretation. But one brother, he'd be sitting in the front row, and he'd just jump up in the middle of the meeting. Doesn't matter what's going on, and he'd start shouting out in tongues. Rabababanda, rabababanda, rabababanda. Always the same words. That's it. That's what he said. That was it. And then he'd sit down. And then everybody would pause and wait for the interpretation. And many times it wasn't even an interpretation. And if it was one, it went something like this: "Hitherto have I not said, yea." What do you mean, Lord? Yea, what? Hello. That was every Sunday. Every Sunday. We had a lady would sit back on this side of the church right under the glass-stained windows. She'd hop up in the meeting too. Same time every Sunday. Rakundu, rakundu, rakundu. And then she'd sit down. That was it. Then everybody, my dad would sit up on the platform with the other elders of the church and deacons and the preacher would be up there. And I don't really understand this. I mean, I'm a little boy. I'm looking on the platform. And then, the men sitting back there, they would be like this. They would rest their head on their fingers like this. And I don't know what it means. It feels good if you do that. It's kind of a massage on your forehead. But I'm like, they would, is that how you get a word from God? And I mean, I'm a little boy. I didn't understand too much. And I'd look at people in the week. My dad and mom were very involved in the church, and they'd counsel with people and pray with people. And my dad would go visit Brother Rababunda. And I'd look at him, and everything's in a mess. The guy's in a mess. And I'm thinking, didn't he give a word on Sunday? Didn't he get up and Rababunda on Sunday? And now he's, what's up with that? Hello. Let me tell you what. If you hop up in church and you give a tongue, you better be ready to interpret. Hello. Don't hop up in church and give a tongue and then expect everybody else to come up with an interpretation. She must know Brother Rababunda from somewhere. See, and when they did that, there was no power. Oh, you listen to me. There's no power. I believe in the heavenly language. I believe every believer needs to have a heavenly language. I love my heavenly language, and I use it all the time. Because the Bible says, I pray mysteries unto God, and the devil has no clue what I'm saying. I might not know what I'm saying, but God does, because the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, is praying through me as I ought to pray. So sometimes my English might not be as I ought to pray, but when I begin to pray in the Spirit, then the Holy Spirit's praying to me, to the Father, through Jesus, as I ought to pray. I mean, why wouldn't I want to pray as I ought to pray? So you know, don't get me wrong. The heavenly language is vitally important. The Bible says you build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So if you wake up on a morning and you're just feeling down and tired, just begin to pray in the Spirit. And listen, when you lock yourself into that, give yourself 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 minutes, and suddenly, boom, something happens on the inside of your spirit, man, and an excitement rises up, and you, woo, glory to God. Yeah, I feel charged up. Come on now. That's what your heavenly language does for you. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. But the Holy Spirit, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. We're talking about the third person of the Godhead. That's what we're talking about. That's what Jesus was talking about. See, when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, then the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit, comes and dwells on the inside of me. God's on the throne and Jesus is on his right hand, and the Holy Spirit's down here on this earth. And he's living within us. So everywhere we go, the Holy Spirit goes with us. We are carriers of the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? He is the third person of the Godhead. He is the Spirit of the living God. I feel him. I feel him. I mean, I feel him. You know, we should be able to talk with Jesus, with God, with the Holy Spirit. You know, when I talk to my wife, and I tell my wife I love her, and I tell her that all the time, I like to hear a response. How many of you men like to hear a response? When you tell your wife, honey, I love you, you like to hear her say back to you, I love you too. And yeah, it's a good thing. If you look at your wife and say, I love you, and she just looks right back at you like, get some counsel. Because obviously you're doing something wrong. It's not her, it's you. Hello. So I like to have a response from my wife, and I'm sure when she tells me she loves me, she wants a response from me. It's the same with the Holy Spirit. It's the same with God. Same with Jesus. You know, I tell Jesus, I say, Jesus, I love you so much. And now, see, as I said that, I felt the anointing just over me. And it's like he's saying, Basil, I love you too. It's immediate. Oh, you listen to me. It's immediate. Because we have a relationship with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, we have a language of the Spirit, but we have a relationship with a person. I want that power. I want to walk in that power on a daily basis. That power that Jesus was talking about was not just for a moment. It was for a lifestyle. It was for every day, every moment of our life. It's for every moment, every day, everywhere we go. That power should go with us because the Holy Spirit is there. You know, sometimes maybe instead of responding in our own self to some situational circumstance, maybe we should take a step back and pray and let the Holy Spirit respond through us like he wants us to respond. Are you listening to me? Hello? You know, we call ourselves the army of God. We are the army of God. The problem is with most of this army of God, they don't have any guns. Hello? They're running around powerless. All they've got is rakundu, rakundu, rakundu. Rabababanda, rabababanda, rabababanda. Yea, hither the two ever not said, yea. And then the sick come along and they don't know what to do. And the weary and the tired and the beaten up. When you're a carrier of the anointing, listen, the weary, the tired and the beaten up can come around. And all you're going to do is to let Jesus flow right through you. Let the anointing of God flow right through you into that person, setting them completely free. That's what the anointing is all about. That's what Jesus is all about. Hello. It took me a long time in my life to get hungry for God. You know, I grew up in Pentecost, but it took a long time for me to actually get hungry and press in and allow God to do whatever He wanted to do. But I'm just glad He did. I said, I'm glad He did. If God didn't do what He did to me, I wouldn't be standing here tonight. Hello? I don't know what I'd be doing. It all came down to me yielding to the Holy Spirit and allowing the Holy Spirit to do a work in my life and change me on the inside. That's what it was all about. It was about me laying everything on the altar and saying, God, have your way and do whatever you want to do. So let me explain something to you. I mean, I know this must be a little strange. I've really not said anything funny yet tonight. Not this funny. But it's the joy of the Lord. That's what it is. So it's God touching the people. That's the anointing that God dropped on our life and ministry. Everywhere we go, people get happy. And I mean, I could literally get up and say January, February, March, and joy will break out in the place. Because that's the anointing that's on us. And if you had to go and ask these folks, what are they laughing at? They have no clue. There's really nothing funny. Excuse me, I'm just taking a moment to just discuss a few things with my friends over here. Do you mind? Yeah, but you ain't seen anything like this. No. See, he knows what I'm talking about because he was brought up in a Pentecostal church in Canada. So he probably knows the hitherto and the yays and the rakundus and the rubababandas. But I told him, I said, I bet you ain't seen anything like this before. He goes, no. Let me tell you what, this is a lot better than that. Because a lot of that is religion. And you know, I know what you're talking about, because we've spoken about it already. Amen. Ha, 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 ha. What are you laughing at, sir? Well, it's called the joy of the Lord. It's called the joy of the Lord. Every believer needs joy. Every believer needs joy. Every believer needs joy. Every believer needs joy. The Bible says laughter is like a medicine. This is better than going to Walgreens. Bet you can find this in Walgreens. Bet you can find this in Walgreens. But you can go to a doctor and he gives you a prescription for joy. Well, let me prescribe to you a few, three ha-has, two ho-hos, and a he. You've been gone for a month, but nothing's changed. Just look at the people. Look at them. We're still here. Huh? What? What? Try CVS, she says. Come here. Lord, let a fresh fire fall upon her, Lord. Jesus' mighty name. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Give me 1 minute. So, when you see people fall down on the floor like that, I'll explain to you what it is quickly. They fall down on the floor because they can't stand up anymore. That's it. Explanation made. Amen. How long you been saved now? 4 weeks? 4 weeks? How long you been born again? 4 weeks? Yeah. Give me this Bible. This is the very first Bible that she's ever owned. Right here. She told me, she said, everything that's going on. They've watched the meetings from Canada. Never missed a Wednesday, never missed a Sunday. Watched every, and I know they didn't miss it because I'd call them up and they'd tell me what I spoke about. And let me tell you what, everything's strange to her, but you know what? I like it. Because she ain't coming with any rababanda religious garbage. Hello? And God has a plan for them. God has a plan. God has a purpose for them. Amen. There's a lot of cowboys in Texas that need revival. You think God can raise them up and they can carry revival across Texas? And I'm telling you right now. Hello. We'll ride our horses in there, praise Jesus. Yee-haw! Excuse me, I'm a little drunk, amen. Hallelujah. Come here, sir. No, you. Right over here. Where you from?
Dallas.
Dallas.
Yes, sir.
Is this your first time tonight?
Yes, sir.
So how did you hear about the meeting?
My friend, Juan.
Really? He's your friend?
He says, a pastor, I need a refreshing, so, yeah.
Are you a pastor?
Yes, sir.
And you need a refreshing?
Yes, sir.
Is that what Juan said?
Yes, it is. Yes, Lord.
Filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. You're a good friend, man. My friend said I need to be refreshed. I'm a pastor. Sometimes friends know what they're talking about. Amen. Fill him up some more, Lord. Fill him up some more, Lord. Fill him up some more, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So you don't know who's showing up in the meeting. He has a pastor. He needs to be refreshed. I think he's getting what he needs. He can go to church on Sunday morning and let the fire fall and have a move of God in his church. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So I take it you won. Come right over here, friend. Lift your hands to heaven. Lord. There it is. There it is. There it is. Fire of the Holy Ghost. One, two. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So where are all the mountain people tonight? Do they have a meeting? Huh? I noticed that. You're sitting right here. So obviously you didn't go.
I had my prayer second and third Monday every month.
We had a whole lot of people here Sunday night from the mountain.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. They all got hammered by the Holy Ghost. From Eagle Mountain, that is. I know you know what I'm talking about. I just thought I'd clarify it because she looked at me like I didn't know what I was talking about. Hallelujah. Folks, we've just got to be hungry and thirsty and press in and contend for more. There's a greater move God wants to send. There's a greater move. There's a greater move of the Spirit that God wants to send. Amen. You know, there's nights where I feel like it's time to shut the meeting down and end for that night. And I've had people come up and say, why do you shut the meeting down? Power God's all over the place. And I do that because there's times where I pray and I feel like, personally, I feel like, hey, we could just do this all night. But the Lord says to me, the people have gone as far as they will go tonight. They won't go any further. But then tomorrow night we go a little further. And the next night we go a little further. It's like we allow the Spirit of the Lord to come and do a work in us to a point, and then we pull back. Like, hey, we've had a touch. Yeah, but there's more. There's more. We can get more from God. So it's like God's got to take some time, and you know, what He doesn't accomplish yet tonight, He'll accomplish on Sunday night. Because not everybody can, you know, stay under the spout. Obviously, he doesn't have a problem. Hallelujah. All three of them. Come here quickly. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Father, thank you for the touch of heaven. Jesus. With the Holy Ghost. You too. Filled.